This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For the last 13 years, the St. Louis Theatre Circle has recognized and honored the best of local professional theater in St. Louis. This year's annual gala will take place on Monday, March 23rd at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Webster University. 38 productions in 34 categories are contenders for this year's awards. Here to discuss the state of local theater and to unveil some of this year's nominees are two members of the St. Louis Theater Circle. First, we have Rosalind Early, Deputy Features Editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Welcome, Rosalind.
Thanks, Elaine.
And we also have Jerry Kowarski, co-host of two On the Isle on HEC Media. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Elaine.
Then at the end of today's show, we'll have a full list of the 2025 nominees on our website at stlpr.org/2025theater. And that's theater that ends with E-R and not R-E. Now, before we get to some of these nominations, for a couple of years, we've been starting these conversations by looking at how local theaters are doing. Jerry, how would you characterize the state of the local theater scene?
I think the local theater scene is healthy. I was looking at the number of plays we considered before the pandemic, and that list was about 120. This year, it's smaller than that. It's, I think, 85. But that doesn't include muni shows, and we'll talk about that later. And last year it was about 100, but still there's a lot to see, sometimes more to see than I really want to on some weekends.
Mm-hmm. And Rosalind, for your part, what is your sense of the state of local theater?
Well, I think local theater is facing a few challenges, a few headwinds right now. One would be, I think grants are getting harder for local theaters to acquire. In May of 2025, Shakespeare Festival St. Louis and the Black Rep both had grants revoked that they had been promised from the National Endowment for the Arts. And I also think on a state level that grants aren't as forthcoming right now for the arts. So I do think that theaters are having to look for new sources of funding. And I do think that can cause them to maybe cut back on productions or swap out productions for smaller ones. Mm-hmm.
Has that affected the appetite for live theater, Jerry?
Audiences, I think, are good. It's hard to tell because we only go on opening nights usually, and those audiences tend to be big.
Right. Enthusiastic crowds then.
Yeah, I do think there are enthusiastic crowds. I do think that there are certain theater companies that are really just knocking out of the park and are getting good audiences, like the Muni still is packing them in. I think the smaller companies, Albion Theater, is very popular. The Rep is really bringing in good audiences. So I do think that there is an appetite for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Muni, I have had the privilege of getting a look at this full list of nominations for the St. Louis Theatre Circle Awards. And I could not help but notice that the Muni is missing from those. Rosalind, what is the story there?
Yes. So in October, I believe, the Muni met with some members of the theater circle and asked to be withdrawn from consideration. Mm-hmm. And we have respected their wish with great reluctance. But the Muni basically said, I'll just kind of quote from their statement, that it made greater sense to fully honor the outstanding work of the smaller local companies and give them the brightest possible spotlight to celebrate their productions. Mm-hmm. So that's why they decided to withdraw from consideration.
Mm-hmm. Is that because the Muni is considered like the big dog, so to speak?
Well, the Muni, in terms of size of stage, size of audience, size of casts, and number of people involved, it is certainly much bigger in those ways than any other theaters. And I think their argument was that they aren't quite comparable in a lot of ways, so they felt, as Rosalind said, it would be better to withdraw. When you go to the ceremony, there is a tremendous ovation for every local company that gets awards, every local person, and not all of the Muni's people are local.
Mm-hmm. What's been the effect of that on your nominations process, Jerry?
Well, last year, the Muni got 30 out of 70 nominations in the musical categories, and this year, more of the smaller companies, other companies have been honored.
Mm-hmm. How is that related to the goals of the St. Louis Theater Circle, Jerry?
Well, the goal of the St. Louis Theater Circle is to celebrate St. Louis theater. We have a ceremony where we give out our awards, and that's a great party. It's a wonderful time for people in the theater community get together, have a great time, and maybe talk to people when they aren't quite as immersed in a production.
Mm-hmm. Rosalind, can you tell us about the process of how the theater circle, you know, makes nominations?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's actually very thorough. I just joined the theater circle last year, was my first year, and I was very impressed. It's very professional. Mm-hmm. So you have to see at least 40 shows to even qualify to nominate anything. And then based on the number of shows you've seen, that determines how many nominations you get. And we go through and very carefully determine which shows qualify and which shows don't, and then also categorize them into comedy, musical, or drama. And then we submit our nominations and we tally them up. We have a wonderful admin named Eric Kenyon who does all that for us. And then we have a tiebreaker meeting. So any categories where there was a tie, we discuss it. And this discussion gets very spirited.
I was just about to ask about that. And it certainly sounds like the amount of work that goes into the nominations process is commensurate to the labor that is put in by all of those people who are part of the local theater scene. Now, we're not going to be able to read all of the nominations for each category on air, but as a reminder, the full list of nominees will be live at stlpr.org soon. So, Rosalind, let's get into some of these nominations. I'd like for you to share the nominees for Outstanding Production of a Drama.
Okay, we had Hamlet from St. Louis Shakespeare Festival, Meet Me at Dawn from Upstream Theater, The Brothers' Sighs at the Repertory Theater, The Wanderers at New Jewish Theater, and With at St. Louis Actors Studio.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, of these productions, what is something that people maybe should be keeping in mind?
Well, I think they're all very worthy, and in our voting, we have to rank all of the productions from 5 to 1. Then we add up the number and divide it by the number of critics who saw it. So we get a weighted average, which means you don't have an advantage by being seen by more critics than another show. But I can tell you that sometimes the difference between my any particular number, even between my 5 and 1, is razor thin. So it takes a long time to fill out this ballot. And I know from having looked at the results that sometimes if I had changed one number to a different way, I'd have changed the result. So it really is a great responsibility and takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of time, how much theater are you going to see each year, Jerry?
Well, I'm sure I saw around 90 productions, but I go to some community and college theaters as well.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend coming up, there are 6 shows to see and only 5 slots to see them, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Right. There's some competition there. Rosalind, how about you? How much time are you spending?
Oh, it's a lot, for sure. I think almost every weekend. January is our slowest month, so this month that just passed, you got to relax a little, but then after that, it really ramps up.
Right. Now, Jerry, we'd like to hear now about nominees for Outstanding New Play.
Yes, I think your listeners might not realize what a great town St. Louis is for new plays, and that wasn't always true. But our new play nominees are John Hughes' Your Own Adventure from Cherokee Street Theater Company, Pavement Kingdom, a clinic escort play by Courtney Bailey, done by Chorus of Fools, Romeo and Juliet by Jennifer Joan Thompson, done by St. Louis Shakespeare Festival, Professor House by Jacob Juntunen by Contraband Theater, and Scream, Echo, Scream, written and produced by Summer Bear.
Mm-hmm. Rosalind, what stood out to you among these nominees?
Oh, I think that there's just so much creativity and talent. The people really pushed what could be shown in a stage play. For instance, Professor House at Contraband, we went to a different location. So instead of changing the set, we went to a second location for in the middle of the play, which I thought was very innovative. Scream, Echo, Scream was dealing with some Greek themes as well as kind of folk music and environmental issues. So it was just very clever way to kind of wrap that all together.
Mm-hmm. Is there something about this set of new plays, Jerry, that really struck you, especially given what you said about, you know, St. Louis not having always been a great place for new ones?
No, that's very true. I mean, back really before the 2000s, I remember... In reading the obituary of the head of the City Players, Irma Shira Tucker, Fred Lindecki, who was a playwright, said that City Players were the only group that would give a playwright a full chance. And now we have, I counted this morning, we have four companies that are almost devoted to new work and eight others that have substantial interest in doing new work. So it's very, very different now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to be biased and share what your favorite production was in the last year. Rosalind?
Well, I know Jerry's, and I think we agree on that one. So I'm just going to leave that for him and go with at St. Louis Actors Studio. I had a very visceral reaction to it. I was annoyed by the characters. I was empathetic by the end of it. My heart was in my throat. I was so scared for them. And it was really memorable. For months, I was thinking about that play.
Mm-hmm. So what has Rosalind left for you, Jerry, to talk about?
The Rep Studio production of The Brothers' Sighs. It's a play that is a mixture of very realistic setting in Louisiana, but based on Yoruba myth. And I've read the play, and it's very spare and poetic. And what the Rep's production team, director Jacqueline Thompson, and especially the choreographer, Kirvin Douthat Boyd, what they did to make it come alive was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing the full list of nominees, as well as who ends up taking home the honors this year. Jerry Kowarski is co-host of Two on the Isle on HEC Media, and Rosalind Early is deputy features editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
A full list of the year's nominees is up now. You can find it at stlpr.org/2025theater.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.